We're learning this week about the halachas of Chamer Medina, which is using different types of drinks, which we'll define, in place of wine. So we know, of course, ideally, one should be reciting Kiddush and Havdalah on wine. The Gemara says when it comes to Kiddush, the Pasuk Zachar, Yom HaShabbat, Zachar, Zachrei El Hayayin, one should be using wine for the purpose of Kiddush. And there's a Gemara in Shavuos which tells us that one who makes Havdalah on wine is zocha to banim, to having children, it's a segula for children. There's certainly the best practice is to have wine for Kiddush and for Havdalah. But the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuv Zayin has interesting exception. The Gemara talks about how one time our Yunuka, our Kashisha, the children of Rav Chisda, went to visit Rav Ashi. And then they went to visit Ameimar, and they had no wine. So they brought beer, they brought shechah, the Gemara explains, and he refused to make Havdalah on this. The next time they did this, they went over to him, and they brought the next year. And then they didn't have any wine, so they brought beer once again. And they said, it must be since you keep bringing beer year after year, it must be, the Gemara says, Chamer Medina hu, and Avdil v'tam midei. So he made Havdalah on the beer, and then he was able to eat afterwards. And the Gemara says, we learn a few different halachas from this. And then the Gemara continues to say whether or not we can make a Kiddush and Havdalah on beer, or we can make Kiddush. The Gemara goes back and forth. So how do we paskin in the end of the day? So we have to figure out, number one is, when is something able to be substituted? When can Chamer Medina be used in place of wine? That's when. Number two is, what is considered Chamer Medina? How does one define Chamer Medina? Now, this halacha is discussed in Shulchan Aruch in three different arenas. Number one is Kiddush. We're going to discuss Kiddush at great length. Havdalah. And the third area that's discussed in Shulchan Aruch is in Hilchos Birchas HaMazon. When it comes to benching a la kos, making a zimun, having a kos, are you allowed to use a substitute for wine or not? And according to the Shulchan Aruch, he uses almost the exact same language by Birchas HaMazon as he does by Havdalah and Kiddush. So whatever kulas or chumers exist by one, seemingly will apply to the others as well. So let's walk through the sugya. So number one is, when would Chamer Medina be allowed to be used in place of wine? So there's a big machlokas we've shown him. The Gemara explains that, first look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam tells us, this Rashbam in Dira Maschil Chamer Medina, Rashbam writes, that Ein yayin acher be'ir hazos. There is no other wine in this entire city. Ki im sheikha. The only thing here is sheikha. Nothing else is available in the entire city. At one time I was at out to eat with my wife when I had Malka one Matzah Shabbos. There was some restaurant here a number of years ago. And then the waitress comes up to me. She assumed I was a rabbi of some sort. And she says, am I allowed to make Havdalah on orange juice? She asked me. Orange juice. So I said, if you can't get a hold of it, really you shouldn't. You really should go get grape juice. It was across the street from Seasons. I don't know if Seasons was open at the time. I assume it was. It was early. I wouldn't go out to Lav Malka in the summer. It's probably the winter time. So I went out. I never go out from Lav Malka. Anyway, so it must have been Seasons probably was open. And so I said, you should really go across the street and buy it. The only time Chamer Medina is allowed that you could use something in place of wine and grape juice is only if there's nothing available in the entire city. That's what the Rashbam says. And this is brought down to Shulchan Aruch as well. There is an opinion out there that the Drisha quotes of the Rav Hiya that no, it has to be unavailable in the entire Medina. Now, I'm not sure how to define a Medina, province, a county, I'm not sure what something larger than a city, but according to the Drisha, even if it's not available in your city, if the neighboring city has wine, you got to go to that place and get wine and grape juice, and you can't rely on the fact that your city lost its supply. So that's what the Drisha says, but in the end of the day, we assume it's based on the city, not based on the province, based on the Medina.
But certainly not the house.
Right. So if you take a look at...
You certainly should.
If people ask me, I said, go ask your neighbor. People think it's a posh thing, you could just use orange juice and beer. It's not true. And we'll get to, there might be a kula in the end, but it's really that even that kula should not be relied on. So the way the Shulchan Aruch says this din, Shulchan Aruch says that... Shulchan Aruch doesn't comment on the definition of the city. It could be the different place, but in the Ramah, the Mishabur writes that dafka b'makom davi chamer medina. You can only use beer or other types of beverages where it's considered chamer medina. Dehainu she'ein yain matzui b'chol ha'ir, says the Mishabur. It's not found anywhere in the entire city. So that means that in the five towns, there's never going to be a time, at least where you're not going to find wine or grape juice in the city. So now he adds his second din here as well, based on the Magen Avraham, Bishana Hazol, in the entire year. Let's say there's a shortage for 1 week. I don't know, gas was low. After Hurricane Sandy, no gas was available. Everything was delayed by a month. So you couldn't get shipments in from wine and grape juice. He says it has to be true only if the entire year went by and there's no wine available at all. Then you could use it. But outside of that, which is so unlikely, it's such an impossible case in our, lavish cities we live in. So Muhammad Medina would never really be an option, according to the Mishnah Berurah's understanding, which is a big chiddush.
Well, it's also a simple shot in the Gemara, right? It's for the next year.
No, it doesn't mean they just weren't around for the next year. They went to visit. They came to visit. He went to Florida once a year. But it doesn't mean there hadn't been wine the entire year since he'd been there. So that's just what took place. So now, the Rambam. The Rambam seems to indicate in Hilchos Shabbos, and this is one of the reasons why there might be a kula for using Charam Medina. The Rambam writes that has to be a case where most of the wine, most of the beverages of that city is being used for, beer. Beer is the staple drink of that city. So then he says that, it's implied from the Rambam, that you can use that beer in place of wine. That even though wine's available, wine used to be the main drink. You couldn't really drink the water back then. It was unsafe to drink the water. Who knows what type of leeches and bacteria, whatever is growing in there. So wine was safe because animals wouldn't attach the wine. They'd preserve it. It wouldn't be from the reservoir. So wine was the main drink that they would have at their meals. So the Rambam seems to indicate, let's say their main drink happens to have been beer. So that means beer can substitute as wine even if you do have wine in the city. Now, even though we don't paskin like this Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't seem to address that. We'll see at the end there are kulas that maybe you can rely on the Rambam to justify why some people do make Havdalah and orange juice or whatever else they might use. But according to the strict halacha right now, what we have is, unless there's no wine in the city for the entire year, you should be using wine and grape juice. And we're assuming, by the way, grape juice and wine are the same level. There are some who say they might be different, but most posts assume grape juice and wine are equally as good, and they serve for both Kiddush, Havdalah, and benching.
That's not the Rambam we have here, is it?
It's not, but I think they learn it from this Rambam. I believe based on this, Rambam writes, if you take a look inside, he says, Medina, Sherov Yena Shechar. If most of the wine is really beer, most of the stuff is beer more than wine, Afa Pishu Pasal Kiddush, even though you really can't use beer for Kiddush, Mutel Havdiol Alava, Holvahu Chamer Medina. So based on this din, Rambam says it's by Havdalah. It doesn't say this by Kiddush, but by Havdalah, he has a kula that you're allowed to use beer if people drink beer more than wine. Even though wine would be available, that's called Chamer Medina. It's taking that definition. So the reason why the Rambam doesn't say it's by Havdalah, it's Kiddush. Since you asked, I'll say it. The Rambam's concept is true for him. Chamer Medina is whatever people drink most. So how come the Rambam doesn't let you use this for Kiddush? How come it only works for Havdalah? The Rambam has a different Kiddush when it comes to the world of Kiddush. There's a Gemara in Bava Basra that says, that implies, that only wine that's roy for the Mizbeach can be used for Kiddush. So the Rambam has a famous shita, the Briskers are very makbid on this, that you should not use yain mevushel, cooked wine. For us, we use yain mevushel. We're not makbid on this Rambam, most of us are not. But once it's cooked, you can't use it for the Mizbeach anymore. So Rambam says, so too, you can't use it for Kiddush. If you have any wine mixed with other fruit juices, sometimes wine has the mixed of, I don't know what else they put in it, that's possible for the Mizbeach. So Rambam says it's possible for Kiddush as well. We don't assume like those chumras. So since we allow wine that's mixed with other fruits, we allow Yayin Mevushel in the Shulchan Aruch for Kiddush, so too we could allow Chamer Medina for Kiddush. So using the Rambam's definition of Chamer Medina, but without the other chumras, what would come out is that you can use Chamer Medina l'chadchila. If you drink more beer than wine or more oranges than wine, then you can use it for Kiddush, Havdalah, and everything else. That's what comes out. But again, we don't assume that way, l'chachila, but at the end we'll see Rav Yashiv has a kula based on this drama.
It has to do with which you drink more, then you wouldn't use wine, then you'd use whatever you drink more, because some of us never drink wine except for Kiddush.
No, correct, but everyone would agree that wine is ideal. Even if you don't normally drink it. I don't drink wine during the week, but I drink it on Shabbos. But that's ideal based on Kacheo Baya. Baya in the Gemara says, But there are kulas, again, if you don't drink wine as the main drink, yeah.
The Rambam in the beginning of the parak compares Kiddush and Havdalah.
Mm-hmm.
Where does that halacha that it needs to be right for the Mizbeach come to apply only for Kiddush but not for Havdalah?
The Rambam writes a different, I don't remember which parak it's in, but he makes it very clear. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the opinion of the Rambam also. It could probably in this siman he quotes it somewhere.
Yeah,
he addresses this. If you look at, take a look at Sif Ches, right before. Sif Ches, what? Yeah, exactly. So if you look, I'll just read out Tav, where the Shulchan Aruch writes in Sif Ches here. This is Simon Reish Ein Beis. Shulchan Aruch writes, Mekadshin al Yain Mevushel. You can make Kiddush on cooked wine. Vayayin Sheyesh Bodvash. If there is honey added to it, other sweetenings added to it, that's all permitted. Vayesh, remember, this is the sheet of the Rambam. That she'ein mekadshin lamb, you can't use those items because it's not cut roi for the mizbeach. The minag lekadesh alav, our practice is to use these things to say kiddush on. So that's the Rambam shita. I'm not sure where in the halachas it is, but that's where it's in the Shulchan Aruch. Yes,
so is it not because of sanctification for kiddush, but we don't really sanctify Havdalah?
No, I'm not sure of that. You're trying to get to
for sanctification. We associate wine with sanctification, I think.
It could be. I wonder.
You don't really sanctify
them, so you're trying to get to the reason behind it. It may be true. I don't know. The Rambam says this halacha. You're saying perhaps the idea is because just like somehow when you pour wine on the mizbeach, it's somehow sanctifying the mizbeach, it's sanctifying the karban. So to kiddush is sanctifying the Shabbos. So that's why those two are parallel. While Havdalah is ending the kedusha and therefore takes on different halacha. Could be. Yeah. Yeah. No. It makes sense. I never learned the Rambam like that. I never tried to understand any further. But that certainly doesn't make sense, Misfar. Yeah. Now, are there any other exceptions, any other kulas where one is allowed to use Chomer Medina instead of wine? So we said one case is if there's no wine in the city for an entire year. Another exception the Rambam writes is if a person, now this is a strange case, but we could use this to discuss other halachas. The Rambam writes, if mi she'enu shos hayayin mishum neder, a person took a neder, I'm not going to drink wine, so now wine's off the table for him. So that's a person, he's yachol lekadesh alav v'yishu acharim, he's allowed to, he talks about, he doesn't say you can. So he says, you can make kiddush on it and have others drink it as well, but you don't drink it since you took a neder. And eim acharim ima, if there's no one else with you, he says, yekadesh al pas v'lo al hayayin, you should rather make kiddush on bread than to make kiddush from Acherim. So you see from here that it's not good to make Chomer Medina. Even if the guy is not allowed to halachically drink, he took a neder, we still don't rely on Chomer Medina. The only heter for Chomer Medina is if a person has no wine in the city for an entire year. A similar case would be, let's say a person is allergic to wine. Usually the allergies to wine isn't anything serious. It's usually just some pain, the face turning red or stuff. Not that I would wish it upon anyone, but it's not like a lethal type of allergy, usually, I think. But if a person's allergic to it, or he doesn't enjoy it, or he's diabetic, so diabetics already could be more, it's more serious. But these types of medical issues.
The Asians
what?
They don't have lactate dehydrogenase, so they can't metabolize alcohol.
Really? Oh. Well, I don't know what that means, but it sounds pretty serious.
So they get nauseous, they get sick, they flush.
Interesting, okay. So my father-in-law is from South America. I'm not sure if that's also related to South Americans, but no, he has that also.
Japanese, the Chinese.
Interesting. So people have medical issues, whether being serious or not so serious, they're not going to drink wine. they should drink grape juice, which is, if it's an alcohol thing, certainly grape juice works. For diabetics, grape juice is probably worse than wine. So whatever medical issues or concerns might be there, even then it seems from the Ramah that a person should not rely on Chomer Medina. You should either have use something else that you can use, or have someone else make Kiddush for you, or even make Kiddush on bread.
Yeah, but that only applies Friday night, not Saturday.
We'll get to that in just a second, exactly. So then, another discussion in the post-com talk about what if the wine's too expensive? A person can't afford it. Wine could get very expensive. Now you could buy a bottle of Kedem wine for $4, $5, $6. But let's say it's too expensive. A person, now expense depends on a person's own means also. What's expensive to one person may not be expensive to someone else, but it's too expensive for a person. Is that going to be considered not available? So that the post-com discuss as well. And the Taz and Magiram debate this. Whether yain that's yoker, wine that's expensive, whether that would be considered off the radar for him. And maybe can rely on Chomer Medina. And the Mishabura's Machria, Mishabura passing said, no, it's not an exception. That if wine's too expensive, the guy can't afford it. Figure it out. You know, say it on bread, find someone else to do it.
To it's not considered to do it. Back,
kind of. I'm not sure how far we would go, but to a certain extent, but not to sell a person's shirt for that mitzvah, for Dal Kosos, yes, but not for Stam Kiddush. However far a person has to go, that from the Mishnah Berurah, he doesn't think that's an exception. I'll read you the language of the Mishnah Berurah.
Right. The Dalai Kosos, somebody was just giving a share, yes, even though that seems to be at the Rabbanan, and this seems to be at the Raisa.
But he says, Im Yesham Yayin El Shubayoka. Let's say there's wine, the Mishnah Berurah writes, but it's expensive. That's still Mikra Matzah. That's called available. And therefore, he says that you can't rely on Chomer Medina. So we see that it's not so pashut. It's not so pashut exactly that you can use Chomer Medina. Now let's talk about the different applications. So we have Chomer Medina. One should not rely on it. So let's say in a situation there is no wine. So let's say there's no wine in the city for an entire year. So now a person has Kiddush. Should a person say Kiddush on bread, or should a person say Kiddush on orange juice or beer? So David is referring to this. So what the Shulchan Aruch Paskin's like, he says like the Rush. The Rush teaches us that Belaila at nighttime for Friday night Kiddush, lo yikadesh al sheikh el al pas. The person should never make Kiddush on beer, only on bread. I don't think I've never seen anyone make Kiddush on beer, anything. I've never seen anyone make Kiddush on bread either. I've always seen it wine and grape juice. No one makes Kiddush Friday night, no one should, on anything other than wine or grape juice. And if a person can't have it, wine or grape juice, better to make it on bread than it is to have it on beer. And the morning, however, Babokesh, Shabbos morning Kiddush, Yoser Tov L'Kadesh Al HaShecher. Then, if no wine or grape juice is available, better in that case to make Kiddush on beer than it is to make Kiddush on bread. And he explains that you say Shehakol on the beer, of course, we don't say Guffin on beer, and that would be allowed. And the reason is because bread is preferable to Chomer Medina. In the hierarchy is wine and grape juice are the best. If not that bread, if not that Chomer Medina. So he says, so if bread's really the best, so that's why Friday night we would opt for the bread over the beer. But Shabbos day, the problem is, that points out in the Mishnah Berurah to explain this halacha, if it's a Shabbos morning, if I'm just saying hamotzi on my bread, no one thinks it's a kiddush. There's nothing makes it different than my regular weekday meal. I'm just making hamotzi and a piece of bread. But once I say kiddush on beer, even though it's a shakel, but I don't make a kiddush on my beer before my meal on a Tuesday morning, so that makes it clear, that makes it a special Shabbos meal. So even though ideally bread is preferable to Chomer Medina, Shabbos morning, because of the perception, better to say shakel on a beer than it is to make kiddush over bread. But we see from all this how it's not ideal at all. It's very big. Chomer Medina is the bottom of the list here. It's after bread even, therefore a person should not really use it.
So the paragraphs before on Friday night must be said.
Correct.
The paragraphs
exactly
say don't need to be said, so that's how it could be mistaken.
Exactly. I said this in the past that when I was in Maharsha Kolel, Sir Willig, when you come down Shabbos morning, he would say it as he's walking down to show you that Vishamru all Arcane, all that's not really part of it. It's nice and we should say things. But we don't have to say those things. But as opposed to Friday night, you must say those paragraphs by Yechulu and the Bracha. And that itself will indicate that this is a special bread. Even though I'm not making Kiddush, I'm making on the bread. That shows you this is not just a Stam Tuesday morning or a Tuesday night dinner that I'm having. So what about the case of people who make Kiddush on Schnapps? What about that? So according to what we're saying here, Shabbos morning. Friday night, no one should ever. There's no heter. So the problem is, not so clear. So number one is, it's not so clear because we said Chomer Medina is only permitted when there's no wine in the city, and there's no wine for an entire year in the city. So that's number one problem. Second problem is, you have to have a revius. You have to have a certain shear. You have to have 3.3 fluid ounces or 4, whatever the shear of revius is.
Is that just for wine?
For anything. When you're making Kiddush, you have to have a revius of it. You can't have it in a tiny little thing.
Right, but then you just have to have a...
That's in terms of what you drink, but in terms of how much should be there initially, you have to have a certain revius of wine or schnapps in there.
You have to drink the whole thing.
So ideally, a person should drink. A person, ideal, one should. That's ideal.
As long as they don't use a shot glass, you're saying it has to be a full glass. They don't have an obligation to drink it all.
They should drink low lugbav, exactly, a cheekful. But you have to drink it. So the question is, how big are those fluid ounces, those little shot glasses?
An ounce.
So you need to have 3.5 in those to get it. So that's some people are very comfortable doing that. But
it has to be all at once.
Yeah, so. So take a look when the Mishnah Berurah writes. The Mishnah Berurah writes, he does have a heter here. The Mishnah Berurah does say, Im chaviv lo yayin saraf. Let's say a person is the schnapps is so chaviv to him. So I don't get those people, but I'm sorry. So I never got those people, but either people find it very chaviv to them.
$300 bottle
of scotch. Yochel lekadesh alav, says Mishra, you're able to do it biyom lichatchila, during the daytime only, not night. Lichatchila, you're allowed to do this. B'midina seinu shu chavir medina. That's chavir medina. Now, you have to also define, is it really chavir medina? I mean, some people do, unfortunately, drink every single day. But I don't think, certainly a lot of the goyim drink all the time. Some Jews do also. But he says, ach, he says, if it's considered chavir medina, I'm going to assume it is, since people do make kiddush on it. So that's given, it's a chavir medina. Ach, sheyizahir likach kos machzik revius. You have to have a kos that holds a revius. We'll take the most lenient sheet of the Moshe Feinstein, 3.3 fluid ounces. So that's, I don't know, 3.5 times a regular shot glass. V'lishtos mimenu and drink from it, a melolugma of a cheekful. What you're shooting down, that's not a cheekful. A cheekful is, I don't know how much, 2-3 ounces of that, I don't know.
It's
and then...
It's one
cheekful, exactly, one cheekful. So
how
then
how
he says...
cheekful, we should know.
So it depends on the person's size, the Gemara says. It depends, it's subjective, yeah. So then it talks about in the Hilchas Pasach, if you could only take so much grape juice or wine, so you should measure before and measure your cheekful, put water and spit it out and measure how much it is to know how much you should be drinking for Dalakoso. So it's very subjective. And then he says, "Ubidiever o b'shas adchak shein yochel lishos kimlo lugmav." He's not able to put a cheekful. Vein lo yayin v'shar mashmi. There's no other wine available, and there's no other drinks available. Only then he's able to combine all the ones together to share the schnapps to have a total kimlo lugmav. That's what he says. So the Mishnah Berurah is not a fan of just taking a shot glass. So that's. One of the big problems of a regular kiddush, of people not making kiddush at wine and grape juice. There are many problems. I don't want to, that's worthwhile, another shear, another, yeah?
Just a follow-up on what you said. If you're in a situation at someone's house where you haven't heard of kiddush yet, in shul, let's say, and they make kiddush on a shot glass, like, I mean, there's always the issues of like offending someone, but on the other hand, you have people
who it's a good question. It's a very fair question. There is a Taz. So there's a Taz. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote it, but there's a Taz that says that since the schnapps is so potent, so strong, then it does qualify as the shear, even though it's less than the shear. It's all compact, everything in one. Therefore, it has the ability. That's the sheet of the Taz. Now, although the Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote it, it's what to rely on, which apparently everyone, I guess, they do rely on, not knowing that they're relying on the Taz, but they're relying on the Taz. In that case, if you're really concerned it's going to insult someone, I would think you can rely on that. Yeah, I would think so. Exactly right. So now let's discuss now what's considered Chavir Medina. So, again, as I point, hopefully it's clear now, people should avoid relying on Chavir Medina in all cases. Right. Even at Kiddushim, person should not use schnapps. You could drink schnapps, but first have Kiddush and wine, grape juice. Also, at a Kiddush, just to mention, it's not enough to have a Kiddush. You should also have Mizonos, a Kazayas and Mizonos, to make it a Kaveh Suda. That's another point. And then you have your Kiddush and you can have your schnapps. But you really shouldn't be making Kiddush and schnapps in the first place.
To be a chush of a glass, too. Just use any glass?
That's a different point. Yes, you could be makel on that as well. People are makel on that. I should note, though, I think, so before I get to your point, I think when the Taz says it, the Taz in this sources here, he explains that he quoted from many Gedolim. Many Gedolim in his city would not say Kiddush on wine, they would use some type of Chavir Medina. Even though wine was available, he said there is a kula to say L'chachila. So if the Gedolim of the times the Taz were doing this, there's what to rely on. Then Mishnah Berurah doesn't even quote the Taz, he's not such a fan of this. So again, there's what to rely on. I'm not saying to change everything, but if you can, it would be recommended, much better to say Kiddush on wine and grape juice than is, but I don't want to say anything bad about the Gedolim of the Taz's time, obviously. So there's what to rely on for those.
Wine, Mizonos, Schnapps.
Exactly. Exactly. Probably better for you also. You don't get such a buzz. Maybe you want the buzz, but no.
There any difference between if there's no wine on the table and you're person stuck with the liquor liquor or beer? Is it preferable to have liquor in that situation or beer because it's easier just to...
It would seem for the Mishnah Berura that beer would be better because you could have a shir, you could have a melo lugmav of a beer, right, more so than a schnapps.
It's not as chashuv. I think most people would agree that beer is not anywhere
near as kosher as... That's true. It depends on the definition to chamer dina, which we're about to get to right now. But that's also true. But it's still in the shul that although they ran out of wine and grape juice in the shul, it's still available in the city. You're still relying on chamer dina, that we shouldn't really be using chamer dina. So,
I would say... Go find some.
Yeah, you have self-control and skip kiddush that day. it's good for you anyways.
Isn't the fact that we use grape juice prove that Shabbos is less important than
no, because grape juice is considered, that's wine. It's not a question of chashivas or not. Grape juice and wine is one of the same, and that's for sure. That's the din to have kiddush and wine.
So the ikkar is the grapes. The ikkar is not the fact that
exactly. The Gemara says in Bava Basra that a person could take grapes, fresh grapes, and squeeze them out, and you say, no, that would work for Kiddush. If a person is stuck, let's say he's traveling Erev Shabbos and he can't make it to his destination, he pulls over to the side. Rav Shechter, he says, you go to the closest hotel, you pull in, you go to a grocery store, you buy some grapes, you go home before Shabbos, squeeze them, you can't squeeze on Shabbos, that's an Isser Shechita, squeeze them before Shabbos, you have your grape juice, you have your wine, and Zehul, you're good to go. So yeah, L'chachila, freshly graped, freshly squeezed grapes, creates grape juice for Kiddush. There's an Indian of being Meshacher, of it being alcoholic and having that din. There's a question they all ask of Dalakosas, how come we use wine as opposed to 4 cups of milk or 4 cups of whatever you want to make it? So the Rosh Hashanah points out is the unique characteristic of wine. One of the unique characteristics is it's Mesamech Belev, it makes a person happy. The alcohol gives a person a certain buzz, which grape juice certainly doesn't have that aspect. So that's why some are makbid to have wine. Shulchan Aruch says to have wine more than any other things, but many say, it's a big machlokas, many say grape juice is just as fine, others say not. I know those who are allergic to wine normally won't have wine, but in Dalakosas they dafka will have wine, they'll take on the discomfort. So yeah, but that's a discussion because that element of being meshacher, of alcoholic beverages. In light of that, now defining what's Chamer Medina, so some contend that in defining what's considered Chamer Medina, what's considered a substitute for Kiddush, some say it has to be an alcoholic beverage to even start with. You can't get the discussion off the table and discuss it without even talking about something that's alcoholic, meaning milk and soda and all that stuff. It can't even be part of the discussion. Number one criteria is has to be Meshach, has to have the ability to be alcoholic and make a person have that buzz. That's according to some of the poskim. That's their definition. So let's go through some of these halachas. What is considered Chamer Medina? Again, if you're in a case where there's no wine or grape juice available, you're in who knows where, and you need to make Kiddush Havdalah, so what can be used? So the Shulchan Aruch writes that... this is Reish Ayin Beis again. Shulchan Aruch says that in a case where there's a makum shein yayin matzah, where there's no wine available, there are yesh omrim shemekadshin al sheicha, you could use beer, the shar mash and other drinks, chutz min hamayim, except for water. So now the Mishnah Berurah adds to the list what's not included. Milk and shemen are also not included either. They're not called chamer medina because people don't normally drink them regularly. So what happens if a person does drink them regularly? People drink milk a lot. People drink water a lot. So everybody agrees water is definitely not included. Even if everyone drinks water more than any other drink, water is not davar chashuv. There's different nuances of how the Achrim define Chamer Medina, but let's use the definition of Rav Moshe. So let's learn the Rav Moshe Tshuva together, and then we'll stop after this. If you look at number 7, Rav Moshe writes, he was asked the question, B'mine mashke al shel soda? Soda, right? It could be seltzer, it could be Coke, it could be Sprite. U'kedome, yesh lahavdil halen kedin Chamer Medina, are you allowed to make avdal on them? So he answers, "Bedavar hamashkal shamine soda." When it comes to these drinks, these beverages, im yeshlem din chamer medina. If it has a din of chamer medina, lekadesh b'shachar ulahavdil aleim. We know you can't use them Friday night; that's off the table. But can you use it for kiddush in the morning? And can you make avdala on them? Hanachal ni ani asdaiti dehein kemayim ba'alma. They're nothing more than water. Even though they're served, you go to any wedding, they're going to be served, there's going to be soda on the table, there's going to be Coke, there's going to be Sprite, and you honor people with giving Coke and stuff. People drink it to quench their thirst. The definition Rav Moshe uses is quenching thirst versus showing kavod to someone. So since soda, he's probably referring to soda seltzer, but I'll add Coke and Sprite to the list as well. Those are, people drink them to quench their thirst. Uliskar b'yom l'chama, or to cool off during hot days. You're playing basketball outside, you drink a nice Coke, a refreshing Coke. You know those bottles, those commercials, those glass things you open up and the fizz comes out, that like refreshing feeling. That's what you drink Coke for. U'b'shah cham lehem, v'akavar b'hem, gam kein rak kishetrichen lezer, v'gam b'mayim tzodin v'chavdin kishetrichen lehem. But still, that's not considered davar chashiv. V'chashivas mashke, the significance of a drink, you know how you tell if something's a chashiv drink? If you're willing to drink it even when you're not thirsty. Right? You go to I'm not sure a good example, but you go out to eat and you're full. You had a full appetizer and a steak and you ask for a glass of wine. You're not really thirsty at that point, but it just adds to your steak, the feeling of the wine. Not because you're thirsty, but because it's chashiv. El shosin, also you drink it af below tzarach legufin, even though you don't really need it. El b'shul kavod asuda, kavod aorchim. You're sitting down, you're having glasses of wine. It just shows some level of chavshivas. The ein shem adam shows yain v'yain tzarach uscha sheichal al tzamo. No one likes beer. Come on, no one likes the schnapps. It's not good. You just drink it because you think it's cool. That's why you're drinking it. So some people think it's because it's all right. So you
cold beer.
I don't believe it.
That's my wife.
So people drink beer and these things because it's an acquired taste. It's not really good. So if you think you're special, it's a chashivas, it's about kavod. But no one, you don't drink it when you're thirsty. Come on, you drink it when you're kicking back, watching a football game. Maybe you're not watching. You don't drink it when you're thirsty. When you have a dinner Monday night, you're not having a beer with your wife. I hope, right? Maybe you are. Okay, fine. We won't get too personal right now. But either way, water people drink, Coke people drink when they're thirsty. You don't drink beer when you're thirsty. You drink
Could
beer
you
when you think you're cool.
In that category? People
so we'll see.
Drink it for niceness, not because they're thirsty.
So let's see. So that's the definition right now. One, it turned to quenching thirst versus chashivas. So then he writes, the next paragraph, Afamatirin lekadesh lahavdil al tea, masuk, and I'll put coffee in the same category. So I'm going to have a leniency to make kiddush on tea. That's a strange thing, to make kiddush on a tea, and a kiddush on havdalah. Tea, havdalah on tea. Nira says, Rav Moshe, shebitoi derech haolam, shemechabdin v'shosin zeh, af she'ein trichem klal lishos, el mipnei hakavod. People do this because they don't drink it because they're thirsty. They drink it because of a certain kavod. You have the tea at the end of the meal. You're not really thirsty at that point, but it just makes the dessert special. It makes you calm down a little bit. It, whatever feeling you get from the tea and the coffee. V'lachein machshiv in zeh l'mashkeh, it's considered a beverage for these purposes. Af she'lechora heim mai mamish, even though it's really water. Coffee is mostly water. Tea is mostly water. A little bit of taste and flavoring is mostly water. Even though it's physically water, it's still served as a beverage of chashivas, and therefore Moshe thinks there's room to makel and using tea, and I would add coffee as well. And then he writes, Hamatirin gamal chalav ulai hu machma shechalav shosin shelo l'tzorach tzimon uchshemechadin l'orech bekos chalav. He's not fully understanding why milk would be categorized as chamer medina either. He says maybe people don't drink milk when they're thirsty. They drink it because a person comes to the house here, have a glass of milk. You serve it to a guest who comes in. Can I give you some cookie and milk or some cookies and milk? Maybe that's why people rely on using milk. But we see clearly here that there's a definition of Rav Moshe's understanding of chamer medina is that which is served not to quench your thirst, but rather to be mechabed a guest. And he concludes here the last paragraph, the one bold line, ube'etzem gam bitoy biti rather biti ubechalav rak bedochik gadol yeshu smoch alayu lahavdu lakadish lem. Only in the shastachak, there's nothing else available, may you use milk and tea, but really not in terms of definitions of chamer medina. So the discussion about orange juice and apple juices and all types of sodas, there's yesh for yesh. Everyone has different definitions. In the end of the day, no one here should really be using chamer medina, because Baruch Hashem, we live in the five towns, and there's no shortage of wine or grape juice. That's really what should be used, nothing else.
But you're saying chamer medina over here is mainly defined by something that you wouldn't be drinking when you're thirsty.
Exactly. That's a Moshe's understanding. So I'll just finish with one last point here. Rav Yashav says there is a kula based on two points. They bring down here, Rav Yashav is quoted, I think this is on the Mishabura, the Rav Neventhal's Mishabura. I didn't look this up inside, but they quote down here in the back. And the two reasons why one may be makel b'zmanazeh and chamer medina. Even though I'm very much discouraging being makel, there is a what to rely on. So he says, number one reason is because there's so much in the Rambam that we started off with. That we said before in the Rambam, we started off the shir, the Rambam felt that if something is drunk more than that of wine, you drink more beer than wine, that beer becomes chamer medina, even if there's wine that's available. So if you live in a community where they drink milk more than wine, or they drink oranges more than wine, or whatever it is that they drink more than wine, which can be many things, so then Rambam says that would be considered chamer medina, even in the presence of wine. That's one explanation for the kula. And number two kula, says Rav Yashuv, is that wine was very different then than it is now. And we mentioned before that wine was the drink. At every single suda they had wine. They didn't drink water because the water was unsafe. So they drank wine at every single meal. So nowadays, we don't drink wine. Most of us don't drink wine or beer at every single meal. We drink water or soda, whatever your choice is, but it's usually not wine. In which case, wine takes somewhat of a back seat nowadays, and therefore, Rav Yashuv has a kula that one can use chamer medina lichatchila in the situations of Shabbos morning and a Havdalah. But again, it seems that most poskim don't agree to this, and therefore, again, as I've been saying, you should make kiddush, Havdalah, benching al kos. It should all be on wine or on grape juice. Okay, we'll stop here. And again, we take off for 2 weeks, and Mirat Hashem.